You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. As the Food and Drug Administration continues investigating the E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce, literally tons of lettuce are being dumped in landfills. Now, some ag companies are using a voluntary labeling system to keep customers informed, restock shelves, and avoid the waste. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
At the Monterey Regional Landfill in Monterey County, compactors with spiky wheels help bury a pungent and colorful pile of trash. Recently, there's been a lot of romaine in that pile. The landfill is close to Salinas Valley Ag Fields. This valley is where a majority of the nation's lettuce is grown. Nearby farms have been dropping off romaine here. Angela Goebel is the public education and outreach specialist at the Monterey Regional Waste Management District.
I've been flabbergasted by the amount of romaine that's been coming in, and I can only imagine it's the tip of the iceberg.
It's estimated another landfill in Monterey County received 260 tons of romaine lettuce last week. Here at the Monterey Regional Landfill, about 110 tons so far.
Back up.
A semi-truck carrying romaine pulls in. Hundreds of boxes of lettuce sit on a flatbed. There are so many boxes that instead of pulling them off by hand, two haulers knock them off. The boxes tumble and break when they hit the ground. Romaine is everywhere. Goebel says all of the lettuce coming in has been packaged. So it has to go to the landfill, because the plastic and cardboard can't be composted.
I want to go and pull apart the packaging myself so it can be composted. It's just really difficult to see anything wasted that way.
It's been just over 2 weeks since the FDA announced an E. coli outbreak linked to romaine. People got sick throughout October. That's when the lettuce growing season is wrapping up in California and about to transition to warmer areas like Arizona. The FDA issued an initial advisory to throw out all romaine, impacting the entire industry, including farms that were just beginning to harvest. Dr. Jennifer McIntyre is Vice President of Food Safety and Technology at United Fresh Produce Association. It's a national trade association representing the fresh fruit and vegetable industry. She says the broad advisory set an idea into motion.
We noted that there were major production areas that couldn't have been involved with the outbreak, but FDA was concerned that consumers couldn't distinguish product from one area versus another.
Enter a new labeling system for romaine. Now that it's reappearing in stores and restaurants, consumers can look for labels that show the harvest location and date. Their purpose is to help consumers stay informed about where their lettuce is coming from. The FDA's current advisory is to not eat romaine grown in central and northern California. The new labeling is voluntary. Ocean Mist Farms, based in Castroville, California, is embracing it. The company is known for their artichokes, but grows other vegetables, including romaine. President and CEO Joe Pizzini says they're going with a sticker label for now, one they can print in the field and stick on bags.
Ultimately, some of that information will be printed on the bag, but in the short term, just to get product moving again, it was easier to print a label and then put the sticker on the bag.
Pizzini hopes the new labels could help prevent broad advisories that lead to a lot of unnecessary waste.
Hopefully, they'll understand where these contaminations are occurring and be able to do something about them, but that ultimately will eliminate throwing all the product away like we did in this case.
The leafy greens industry is in the process of creating a task force to look into the possibility of long-term labeling. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.
This E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce grown in central and northern California has sickened 43 people in the United States and 24 in Canada. This is KAZU News.